Hachette Audio presents Letting Magic In, A Memoir of Becoming. Written by Maya Toll. Read by Maria Liatis. To Those Who First Found Magic in the Pages of a Book. Introduction. Practicing magic takes a kind of awareness you don't feel ordinarily. You have to really know things around you and make them know you. And when you manage that connection, it's as though the world belongs to you. You feel more at home in it. Emily Croy Barker, The Thinking Woman's Guide to Real Magic. In ancient times, magic was not thought to be supernatural or paranormal. It was seen as the capacity to bring creative thought into physical reality. Jessica Dawn Palmer, Animal Wisdom. In 2016, I gave myself a week-long writing retreat in Carmel, California. Each day, I'd set up my makeshift desk on a picnic table in the garden. The air was rich with rosemary, sharp with sea salt. Other scents ghosted through my mind. Black tea and rose geranium oil, the honey-sweet smell of hot wax, the musk of manure. As I typed, memories of a year I'd spent in Ireland gently draped itself over the California landscape. I have no photos from that time. My teacher, an herbalist and self-described witch, had told us to put our cameras away and be present in the moment. So, instead, my nose took snapshots. The grassy smell of drying nettles, the unexpected citrus snap of clary sage, crushed carelessly underfoot. As I was clicking at my keyboard in Carmel, the scents of Ireland became scenes. Scenes became chapters. A through line began to appear and, along with it, a hopeful thought. Maybe, just maybe, I'd begun drafting a book. In the evenings, the seven women on retreat would come together, gathering by the fire to read aloud from our day's work. Afterwards, my roommate and I would sleepily climb the stairs to our room on the second floor. Sliding open the glass door, I'd step out onto the balcony. Below, the driveway twisted down through sea pines and cedar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?